and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour Podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm Bethany.
And we're here together!
And we're here with all of our sewing friends, and we're so excited that they're here at the sewing retreat in the woods. And we're having so much fun with you guys. And before we dive in too far and talk about us getting to finally meet and meet all of you, we want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor today for our podcast, which is Alizo Home. They have the most wonderful irons. We've had them on the podcast before. We've talked with Michelle over at Alizo. She's fantastic. And so we actually have a couple little ironing stations set up here at the cabin using our Alizos. But if you ladies could grab the boxes under your chairs...
We're just going to jump right into it.
We're just going to jump right in and go ahead and open those.
Oh my gosh.
I apologize for the laughing. You better hurry up and out for it. Just kidding.
This
has truly been the hardest secret for us to keep. And we just have to say thank you to Michelle and the team at Alizo for gifting you guys these irons.
Thank you
for this week for the retreat.
Awesome.
So now we're gonna have to set up more ironing stations. You guys can help me to play with us.
Yeah.
All right, hold them up. All right, so Diana got the pink one. These were just random. Nicole got the purple one. Jessica got the yellow one, and Amy got the blue one.
Yeah, everyone.
So they sent us one of each color, and it just worked out.
That is so pretty.
You like your colors?
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we just wanted to... We couldn't hold that surprise any longer.
How did you like... Because I was talking about how bad I wanted
it. I know.
Like, don't let you contact them.
You're like, I really need to just reach out to them. I was like, maybe after the retreat when you get home and you can, like, sit down and, like, chat with Michelle. She's so wonderful. But maybe after the retreat.
Oh, this is great.
So now you guys are set up for all the sewing success once you leave here with these irons. So
I was, like, using yours yesterday and telling about all the things.
You were like, I've always looked at one of these. But I've never pulled the trigger, and you got to play around with these. I didn't even know it went up and down.
You touch the handle, and it pops down.
Yeah.
And then you're like ready, and then you just put it down flat. And
I had to stop.
I kept doing that.
I think the steam option.
Yes.
I had a really wrinkled dress, and then Ashley's like, well, just steam it, like hanging up. And I'm like, okay. And then it's like, perfect.
Yeah. It's a very good steam iron.
Yes.
Beautiful. It's a very good steam iron. And I like how you fill the tank, like, right here on the top. It's just easier than trying to fill it on the front of the machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
They're so nice. I will say, because I use mine at home all the time, if I ever use, like, a regular iron anywhere else, I have to go, the stab of it, it doesn't take long for that muscle memory to change. But no, I hope you guys love these and enjoy them. And
so cute. A social hour.
Again, thank you, Alizo, for sending these for us to gift to them, because this was really exciting.
Yeah,
this is really exciting.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so now that we've opened presents, I mean, this is like Christmas morning.
I know.
We want to kind of go around. I know all of you have been on our podcast before, so our listeners should be familiar with who you are, but we do have a lot of new listeners, and some of you have been on, so maybe we could start with Diana and kind of go around and just introduce yourself, who you are, what you like to sew, and how they can follow you on social media.
Thanks for starting with me. like you said, some people call me Diana, some people call me Diana. It's just the Spanish pronunciation. I know I get that question a lot. I'm from Eloise.Estra on Instagram. I'm also sort of on TikTok, and I am on YouTube. I love teaching people how to sew. Mostly I work with Ellie and Mac Patterns, but I've been doing like a series on free sewing patterns on my YouTube channel. And so I just love sewing. And so that's what I do. And that's what led me here to all these
beautiful ladies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's me.
All right, Nicole.
I'm Nicole, and I am Crimson and Scarlet, mainly on TikTok, and I'm a little bit on Instagram on Crimson and Scarlet Job Handcrafted. And I am primarily a bag maker, and you can find my items on crimsonandscarlet.com.
Yes, she sells her wonderful bags.
I do.
Very talented bag maker.
And she's got beautiful hair.
Oh, my God. I love her hair. So all right, that. Jessica.
Okay. I'm Jessica, and you can find me mostly on Instagram as So Let's Go Hobby and on Facebook at Let's Go Hobby because I do some gardening stuff too.
Yeah.
And what I like to sell is mostly clothes, but I want to sell some bags, so I need to ask some more tips over there.
Was there anything else? No, that's okay.
My name is Amy, and I can be found on Instagram. My personal handle is Amy G. Back, and I am also the owner of Do It Better Yourself Club Patterns. And so the Instagram is Dibby_club. And we're on TikTok now. And I actually put my own TikTok up last night as well. But on TikTok, it is Dibby Club, D-I-B-Y Club. And then there's also a YouTube channel with some tutorials.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is Do It Better Yourself Club.
Yeah.
So, and the Do Better Yourself Club is PDF sewing patterns for all body sizes.
Nice. Yes. Size inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Very much. Yes. Mm. So we're all here together. Yeah. So the first question I have for you all is, do you feel like what you see on it, the people you saw and got to know through Instagram look the same or are the same in person or is it different? How has that experience been? Because you just never really know. I mean, we're not catfishing each other here, but... But the experience of meeting for the first time in person, it's like a lot of times it's like, are they as tall as I thought they were going to be? That kind of thing. You just can't tell.
I think for me, everybody kind of fit the, like what I thought was going to be.
Yeah.
I actually thought Jessica was going to be taller.
Me too. Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I thought you were going to be taller, but I think I already knew you, how tall you all were.
Yeah.
Ashley and Bethany. So like that was no surprise.
And we've met Bethany before. We've met in person once. So,
but I think everybody was pretty much the same. And even like the way that, like, we know each other, like the way their personality,
I think
it's pretty, like,
yeah.
I didn't find, I wasn't like surprised, like, oh my gosh, she's like a little jerk in real life.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. I mean, at least for now.
It's kind of weird. It seemed like to go from 2D to 3D, it was kind of weird. I don't know why, like, just that whole, like, I only seen these people on a flat screen, and now all of a sudden I can see all around them.
I know.
It's weird. It's a weird disconnect that now I'm finally... But it was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like when I saw your real face, like
out of body experience.
Yeah, it was weird.
I mean, we had some emotional moments. We're gonna talk about that.
Go back and watch the
reels. It was adorable.
It was so cute.
It's so sweet. But it's true. Like, I mean, when we got to meet in person together for the first time, it was surreal.
Yeah.
Because we talk every single day.
Yeah.
And we video chat, and we, you know, so it's like, I don't know. It was just different.
It was.
But in, like, the best way. It was, like, it was, like, bringing it all full circle, right?
Yeah.
Like, finishing that last little bit of connection that we hadn't had yet.
Because
we've literally had, like, built a huge friendship.
Like sisters from afar that finally.
Yeah.
I know. It feels like it took 39 years to meet her, even though I met her in August
of last year.
But
we've only known each other since August of
last year. But it's like, I've had 39 years without you.
I know.
And I just feel so sad when I think about it.
We have some time to make up for.
I'm 60 years then, right?
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. It's like, I feel like I've already known you, though, for 39 years.
I know. It's weird.
Or should I say 38 and a half? I'm not quite
30. Yeah.
But we're close to name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just feel like, you know, there's just some people that you meet. And I can say this about all of you is like, even just meeting through social media and not having met in person yet, we just connected and we bonded and we just like built these friendships just so naturally. And that doesn't happen every day. And I think it's really hard as adults.
Yes.
To make friends, you know, I mean,
I think it's really neat though, because I feel like we have this like big thing in common.
Oh, yeah.
Which is our love for sewing and it's all teaching and all that stuff.
Part of our lives too.
And it's like when you meet each other, it's like that's a connector. Mm-hmm. And then like from that it's like
we're filling in the gaps of all the other things we don't know about each other. But we really have learned a lot about each other through sewing. Mm-hmm. And through doing the podcast together and getting to have that one time with each of you and now get to do it in person.
Together.
In person. So,
so much fun.
What about you guys? Do you feel like this has been like a surreal experience finally getting to meet? I mean, you came all the way from Utah. Yeah.
I was afraid because sometimes I'm like introverted and awkward around new people.
Same girl.
But I felt like I was pretty comfortable like the whole time. And, you know, like Diana came pick me up at the airport. I'm like, well, I hope we have things to talk about.
She never stopped talking.
It worked out. It was great. It was great. And then we got up here and that's been really good.
Yeah.
I don't let that awkward moment go by.
No, it's not. Can't help it.
I'm one of those likes to kind of almost create them. They're kind of fun. I love a good awkward follows.
I feel like with Jessica, we've been working for a long time together with Ellie and Mac and like behind the scenes and all that stuff. And it was like, almost like I already knew you too. Yeah. So like when I met you, it was like, oh, she's like this sweet, quiet Jessica that I've like known, you know? So it's like, it wasn't hard to be like, you know, I think that was with everyone, you know, like you already, I already knew like what, and so like you said, like, is it weird? Like there's so much the same in real life that it's like, it's just seamless.
I think it goes to say that we all are pretty authentic ourselves on social media, you know,
like I'm not fake.
No. And I don't feel like that about any of y'all. I mean, and just meeting a person just confirms and validates that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we're just ourselves on social media. And I think that comes across really well. And then you just, here we are being ourselves together, and I love it. Amy came all the way from North Michigan.
Yes, I did.
So you had a long drive, too.
I did.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel being around all of us and getting to meet, you know, Ashley and I, who are doing this, you know, finishing up this pattern-making course with you and getting to do that together? So it's kind of
neat. I felt like when I left that I knew, so I knew that I knew Diana and you two, and I just hope that, you know, the other two people.
That's cool.
It's like
non-murderers. I mean, so I was leaving to go meet strangers that I'd only known on the internet.
So explaining this to your family is a little bit like,
Yeah. Did anybody's families feel like maybe you shouldn't go, or who exactly are you?
Okay,
going
so to I think my husband was like set at peace after I met you, like back home, and he's like, okay, maybe she is a real person.
Maybe,
like, maybe it's not like you know some creep online.
At least you know one person.
And then Jessica worked with her, so he's like, okay.
What about you?
Yeah, my sister texted me before we left, and she said, have fun, don't get murdered in the woods. So I was like, I don't think anybody will murder me. You never know, I guess.
Yeah, when I left, or when I was driving on the first day, my best friend called, and she's like, yeah, I thought you were going to go meet people you already knew at, like, a convention, but Haley, her 16-year-old daughter, who shares a love of murder podcasts with me, said, you're going to go meet strangers in the woods? And I was like, I am!
strangers. I know, my husband and my mother-in-law had, like, a couple of questions.
You jumped right in. Like, yeah, I was like, wow, because...
I did take a week to be like, I don't know, can my husband watch my babies for a week? No, he's doing a great job, so.
Yeah, and then your family was, well, your husband and everybody were like, supportive, but you had some family members like, I don't know, that because you were coming from Canada.
Right.
Yeah. So you're not only just coming and meeting strangers, but you're going into a new, different country, too. Mm-hmm. So that adds another element of, like,
it was more just the drive, like, oh, that's so far.
Yeah.
Driving all that way. Like,
yeah, because you and Amy both drove 13 hours, but you got to pick up Nicole on the way. And so that did give you some company and time and to bond with her, too.
Yeah, and not only that, but just split up the drive. Because I don't know how you did it.
It was a long day. It was a long day. I stopped a few times. Sometimes I just stopped to stand up.
We just stopped twice.
Yeah.
Right, like,
yeah, y'all made it in record time. I was impressed.
I
so, for those who don't know, Amy Ashley and Nicole drove down to my house in Nashville on Sundays. Mm-hmm. We all spent the night at my house, and then we all drove down to the cabin in Georgia on Monday, and then Diana and Jessica met us at the cabin. So that's how we kind of all convened here. It was a group effort, but it worked out and gave you guys some extra time to like bond with each other and stuff too.
Yeah, which was really good.
Yeah. All right, so we've done some fun stuff already. I mean, we are filming this on our third day, technically.
Yeah, we still got time.
We still have a lot more stuff to do this week. Mm-hmm. But so far, what has been like your favorite thing we've done so far? I mean, we've done a few things.
I just been kind of liking sitting around chatting too.
Yeah.
Like this, I'm excited to. We're gonna do more sewing today, but
yeah.
We can chat too while we sew. But it's been really fun, like just catching up with so much women. And like
I
feel like since high school, sometimes like you don't get that opportunity anymore. Mm-hmm. You're mostly just like, well, we're like a bunch of moms, or we're working, or whatever we're doing. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
I think I'm just like a nature lover. Like I love being out in nature. Mm-hmm. And so, like, getting to hang out with friends and getting to, like, hear the birds and, like, hear the wind and, like, sew outside and just kind of enjoy, it's just been so great. And the weather's been amazing. Yeah. I mean, I know this time of year is usually super hot in Georgia, and it is kind of warm, but it's, like, there's a breeze.
Yeah,
there's
huge canopy over us.
It's just so beautiful. It's just such a beautiful setting that I'm just, like, it's overwhelming. And the tears, you know, from the allergies just add to it. It's like this emotion, you know? But, yeah, that's been great.
Yeah.
And meeting new friends. Like, I knew some of you a lot, but then some of you I didn't really. And so it's kind of been, like, really nice to, like, you know, there's other cool people out there, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you didn't just find three.
I figured out that in this new YouTube series. Every Friday or whatever day. She's going to go outside and sew.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah.
I really should set up a little sewing area on my back porch because it's screened in.
Yeah.
But we had all the tables set up down the porch yesterday, and that was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then last night, as it started to get dark and dusk, we started having the mosquitoes and the bugs.
Yeah.
It was getting a little too dark to sew out there, so we just moved everything inside for today, just so we don't have to move it again.
Yeah.
But we still have all the, we still enjoy it and everything, but yeah, we are definitely in nature. I have seen some bugs I haven't seen before.
So, yeah, and she's sharing them in her stories.
Of course, why would I not? Big bugs. I mean, this morning I was moving stuff around and there was a bug on top of, my Foth machine bag, and it was dead, but it just didn't expect it to be there, and it was a big one. It was like a big old centipede. And
was it a centipede, though?
No, it was millipede. Yeah.
I don't know. It had a lot of legs. Too many legs for me to be
I'm already being corrected. That's why I pointed it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You well.
I'm not Googling that. I don't want that on my search history.
She's outdoorsy. She doesn't even know. Come on.
So, Jessica.
I'm going to do research.
Jessica came to my rescue, and was so great to get it off my bag. So
I could... Seven paper towels. I'm just killing it.
But you asked her.
I can't feel it.
I was like, as many as it takes. I don't want to touch it. I don't know. I appreciate nature, but I don't like nature to invade my space.
Yeah.
Right. And bugs is that part of it. So.
Yeah.
Well, you want to tell them who our other sponsor is for our retreat?
We have another fun surprise. We have Madeline Intimates.
Yes.
She gave us a...
What's it called? The Tonica Bralette Sewing Kit.
Yes. So we each get a kit and we get to use our own measurements and make our own little bra.
Yes.
It's going to be so fun.
And we're going to use the Ditto to cut it out because her patterns are available over on DittoPatterns.com. And so she sent us the kits and we're going to be sewing those up later this week. So I'm excited. I mean... Have any of you ever sewn a bra before? Because I haven't.
Yes. No. One.
You have?
Yes.
You have?
A sports bra, like easy sports bra type of thing. But, you know, like I haven't like dove into it.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a kind of a sports bra type of shape. There's no underwire anything. Mm-hmm. She said it's a good beginner one because I told her, I don't think many of us have ever really done that much. I know I personally haven't. So have you ever sewn?
Not for Bianca because she didn't really have any.
Yeah.
So it was like easy. But I know Nicole, she actually went to see.
That's right.
You saw this person?
Yes. Yeah. So
you have to do an in-person class.
Yeah. So she's in Philadelphia. I'm from Pittsburgh. So my sister and myself and my mom, we all drove up to Philly and we took her class in person.
Oh,
And so we made a bra with her. And then recently my sister, we bought like DIY kits while we were there. And recently my sister and I made those kits together.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to help the rest of us out with making these because this is a new, I mean, it's just a new type.
Yeah, and the fabrics too are different than I haven't really.
But it's beautiful. So, and then the elastic, and it all matches, and it's so cute. Thank you, Maddie, for sending us those. We just had her recently on the podcast, and she was such a joy to talk to. And kind of inspiring a lot of people to like want to try sewing undergarments and lingerie and those kind of things. And we got a lot of responses from that podcast saying, wow, I really want to try this now. So
I haven't really sewn like my bras, but like a lot of my sewn like handmade underwear are my favorite go-to underwear than anything else, you know?
And it's a good use of like some of the scrap fabrics, especially with the stretchy knit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And it's so expensive to buy underwear these days. That's like, if you can use your scraps.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. So, what else do we want to talk about today?
do we have on the docket? Where are we going?
Oh, well, so today we decided to shift things a little bit and forego the winery vineyard visit. It's beautiful, but we really wanted to get more time sewing
because that's why we're here.
Hang out and we also it took us a little longer to get all of our dresses cut out for the ditto because we just had the one to cut on, so we're gonna stay here and sew today. We are gonna go out for dinner, so we'll get a little reprieve from the cabin today. But we'll go downtown to a little Southern Charm, I think is where we're going to eat dinner tonight. And then tomorrow we are doing a fun adventure. We're going to take a train ride through the mountains. It's going to take us from Blue Ridge to Copper Hill, Tennessee. And what's really cool about this little town, it's much smaller than Blue Ridge, but the train goes, you hop off. And as soon as you get off, there's like, you'll notice a yellow line through, like on the ground. And it just doesn't really make sense. It's through the parking lot and it's across the street, but not like where it should be. And then it goes right through the middle of the store and that's the state line. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the whole town is split between Tennessee and Georgia. Mm-hmm. The line is painted right through stores and everything. So half the store may be in Georgia and the other half may be Tennessee.
Like,
I don't know.
Can you pay a different sales tax if you buy it on this side of the store?
Yes, it depends on which side the register is on. I really don't know, but we can ask them tomorrow. But we're going to have lunch there once we get off the train, a little restaurant on the river, and then we hop on the train and take it back through the mountains. And it's just, right, goes along the river, and it's really pretty. So that's our little adventure tomorrow. And we'll come back and sew up our bralettes and do all of that. And then Friday, we have to pack up and go home. Like, this is going by really quickly.
Yes, it is.
What you say? I mean, like, very quickly.
But I'm going to go back to Nashville and hang out with Bethany a little bit longer.
One more. Yeah, so the ones that stayed with me at the beginning are coming back for one more night at my house. And then they're going to start their journeys home. And leave me all alone to unpack all the sewing stuff. So far, we've only had one injury.
And it was you.
Oh, my sister's a lot smaller.
Yeah, it was significantly smaller.
Anyone says sewing retreats are not dangerous.
I'm just grateful that Amy came prepared with a first aid kit.
I looked around and I thought, who would have something?
Amy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done that before where I've gotten my fingers so close that my needle basically pierced my finger and it bit me pretty good. And it was just because I was distracted. I was talking. Yeah. I mean, I blame Diana here. I was talking. I'm just kidding.
Maybe you deserved it.
Maybe. No, but I was just sewing and it was on my fob. So that sucker sews. Yeah. It's got some piercing power. And I didn't even see it happen because I wasn't looking at it.
Right.
Yeah. I think what happened is my foot accidentally hit the pedal and I was trying to move the fabric and I looked over at her because she was talking about like shirring down the side here and I was looking at what she was saying. My foot hit the pedal. It was just a trifecta of like things that shouldn't have happened at the same time, but it did. And so it caught me, but I will say my dip polish is what saved my finger.
Reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, it hit my dip nail, and I have a line across the polish. Okay, sorry if this grosses anybody out. But it slid across my nail and then hit my skin on the side of my nail. And when it did, I yanked. And that is what broke the needle and sliced my finger. Yeah. But
I didn't win.
Really. I didn't get any blood on my fabric.
I get over the check really fast. I'm like, she's okay. She's got people taking care
and
of her. Like,
and we had, this is before I had cleaned up the space, and we had stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. We had just brought everything in from outside. So there was just stuff everywhere. And I'm just holding it.
And I'm like, and they're like, what's going on?
What happened? And I'm like, I can't get this. I just want to like, start trying to get to the sink. And I got to the sink and everybody's trying to catch up with what happened. And so I'm standing there and I'm just rinsing it and kind of holding pressure. And everybody's like, are you okay? I was like, I'm fine. And then like, Diana's like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm fine. This is no big deal. I'm fine. And what does fun stand for?
Exactly.
I've taught you guys this. Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. And I went through like this shock phase of I'm fine. And then next thing I know, I'm standing there, everybody's kind of going back to their business, and Amy looks over at me and I'm just like, tears. Like the biggest alligator tears. And I'm just like, I'm fine. And she's like, it's okay. And then next thing I know, we're all like piled in the bed with ice packs and everything. But it's fine.
This is what happens when you have your village with you.
Yeah,
all time together.
I don't know that I would have handled it as well had y'all not been here. Because, I mean, of course, Amy comes to the rescue with band-aids and the ointments and
emotional
ice packs. And then someone brings Biscuit in to snuggle me because Biscuit's here. So,
She should be here with us.
She's inside because I didn't want her to start barking or interrupting anybody talking. But she has been our little emotional support mascot for the trip, too. She just bounces from each person and snuggles.
No, I mean, doesn't really bounce. Kind of stays.
Yeah, apparently. Aaron, Nicole over here.
We really bonded.
Really? I mean, the betrayal. I guess she's going home with you.
Okay.
She's
wait, no, please, no. But no, seriously, it's been so much fun having you guys here. We have a whole like other half of this trip still to have more fun. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to get back to sewing. I think we keep this one short and sweet. Mm-hmm. We are going to all be sharing so much content and everything over on all of our social channels. We'll be tagging everybody in the description so you can go follow everybody and stay in touch. And again, Alizo.
Yes.
Thank you so much for these beautiful irons. They were so surprised. I can't believe I kept that surprise. Like, that was so hard.
Right. We were so understand.
Who do we need to reach out to?
How are these boxes? Like, the boxes, wrapped up boxes, were sitting by the table. And she's like, we'll look at them later. And how?
She must have some sort of plan for unwrapping them, but I couldn't place in the itinerary like what her plan was.
And she did mention Alizo and all the other things, and I'm just like, okay. But like, what if maybe like I can put two and two together that like that could be what's in those boxes.
I am.
Yeah.
You did? I told Ashley earlier, I was like, I think I know what it is. And I'm going to be really sad if it's not.
I guess I didn't want to like bring my hopes up.
And then also thank you to Maddie over at Fallon Intimates for our kits. We're excited to make those.
Yes,
we'll be sharing those when we get them finished. And this has just been so much fun. And we've had a lot of people reach out to us and go, are you going to do these again? Yes. We really want to join. And so yes, that is the intention. Mm-hmm. That was always my plan when kind of figuring this out is like, I want to test the waters with people I already know and really comfortable with and work out some of those kinks and those kind of things. And then take back what we've learned from this trip and just to make it even better in the future for opening it up to more people. Mm-hmm. Because we've had so many people.
The one thing that I feel like we didn't take into account is how long things would take.
Yeah, that's one of those things.
Yeah, so now that we've done it, we know, like, okay, it might take a while.
I feel like that's been our only real hiccup, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm, like, OCD of planning. Like, literally...
When
we were talking about this, it was just like let's get together and have like a fun weekend, or we'll just sew. Like Ashley and I like don't plan anything. We're like very like, you know,
let's see what happens. It'll work out.
Let's show up. And then like Bethany is just went into like this energizer bunny mode. And like she's like set up all these plans, and we're so thankful like that things are set up, because honestly, like I'd just be sitting here enjoying the nature or doing nothing. Like, you know, like
your trees.
There's mushrooms out there somewhere for dinner, you know? Like, maybe you don't know. And so it was just so funny how like just things just came into place. And so like thank you for doing all that. Yeah. And you know, like we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We really appreciate all the work that you put into it.
Oh, thank you.
And so I think that like it being like going forward and knowing like all the things that we know now and everything like that, I think that it would just be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, to like
this is fun for me. I mean, Ashley can attest, and she's probably not super surprised that I just kind of took charge and took over and did all of it, because when we first started talking, just through Instagram DMs, right? And she's like, I'm just going to throw this idea out here. Maybe podcast? Would you be interested in doing a podcast? I've always wanted to do it. I was like, yes, done. And so she goes on a vacation for a week, comes back, and I've got the website, I've got the socials, I've got our logo, I've got our first time podcast ready to record. I've already done all the research. Mm-hmm. And she's like,
right after they met.
Oh, we're really doing this. Right? And I was like, no, you can't give me an idea and then me fall in love with the idea and expect me to not just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want something done, and I'm on board, it's going to get done. So I just,
whether you like it or not, it's going to get done.
It's going to happen. So be careful what you come to me with. But I mean, seriously, like, I don't know, it's my love language is to just give, and to make sure everybody's having the best time and getting to do all the fun things and is taken care of and is that it feels comfortable and safe and having a blast.
And I think Ashley and I would worry because you put so much time into like setting this up and everything. I'm like, you need to slow down and have a good time.
I was going to say,
I think that it's been so great. Like once we got here and like to see you just like, okay. You know,
yeah, but I still have my moments where everybody's still asleep and I'm up here rearranging all the furniture.
Ashley and I are together. Ashley and I are together downstairs. I keep saying upstairs, but it's downstairs. Anyway, and like this morning, she's like,
What are you doing?
You know, like,
I was trying to be so quiet, but I'm literally moving a dining room table.
Should I get up and go help her?
That's the difference between like us and me. We're just chill. You know what? The tables, whatever.
You know,
like,
honestly,
so are the counter.
I knew how I wanted it to be, and it's just easier to do
it. So you got to do it your way.
Yeah. I get up early, and I'm just like, and there because they're like, oh, this is great. And I'm like,
Yes.
I'm glad that you're in charge, because I did come up a little late and I was like, well, how can I help? Because I don't want to.
Oh, she just jumped in though.
Stuff.
She was like, we had all the fabric scraps from cutting the ditto, and it was all over the kitchen floor. So she was over there sweeping, and I was like, awesome. Like, this is so great, you know? And then Amy's over there helping clean up and take out trash, and I was like, oh, this is great. So, I mean, it's a team effort. We're all, you know, helping out and doing. But, yeah, no, I wanted you guys to be ready to hit the ground running today. So I'm up. And like you said, Energizer Bunny, let's go. So we're going to have fun. I'm ready to sew.
We're going
to
go sew a dress.
Yes, we're going to go sew a ditto dress. Yes. We're all making the same dress in our own choice of fabrics. But we did put in our measurements yesterday to the ditto system. So
we're hoping it works.
We will find out. But we're all making the same dress, but it's going to be fit to our bodies based on the measurements that we took yesterday. We did that together, so that was
fun. I love the way we all have. Like, it's not like we're all making the same dress in a different shape, right?
Yeah.
Or a different print. Like, we got a wide range
of each dress is going to look very different, but it's the same pattern for all of us. Yeah. And I'm excited. Different fabric types. Yeah, we got some sheer themes. We've got some chambray. We've got some everything in between. And so I'm excited to see how they turn out. So let's stay busy. I'm excited. Okay. Well, on that note, I'm really excited that I get to spend time with you finally.
No.
Long time coming. Obviously I'm excited to spend time with all of you. But this one right here.
Yes!
Oh my god. We're sisters. We're sisters in sewing and life and everything. And I didn't cry when we met in person. But I'm just really grateful for you and your friendship. And we are going to do some amazing things together. You know it. Because I'm not going to let you say no. And I'm going to push you, and you're going to push me, and we're a really good team. And I think we've shown that we've been consistent with this podcast. We've had some amazing people on. We've done more with this podcast in the last 9 months than I thought we would ever do. And I think it's because we have each other. And we are surrounded by amazing friends like the ones we have here today. And I think this is just the beginning. And I think one day we're going to be like, it was nothing. Look at what we're doing now. And I'm excited for that. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for that. So, on that note, we're going to wrap this up and go so. I will say quickly, we are going to make sure that you guys can follow all of these lovely ladies in the description below. So be sure to go check that out. You're probably going to want to watch this one if you're listening. You're going to want to watch this one over on our YouTube channel for sure. Because it's just, it's fun to see all of us together on one camera. This is kind of fun. And then next week we have, Victoria with Urbacia.
Awesome.
All of the pattern design that we just did.
She was going to be.
She's coming up next.
That's great.
So we're going to get to chat with her. We've had a lot of people message us about our experience. So we're going to be sharing that experience and there's been a couple people that have already started the course having watched us go through it. So we're excited to get to chat with her and maybe those who have been interested in maybe taking pattern making, you can get some really helpful information from that chat next week. So be sure to tune in then. Be sure to follow us on our socials. You guys know the drill. Go check out our new website that the talented Ashley made, because that's not my skill set. This is why we're a good team. And, of course, you know, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter. That's how you get to find out about these fun things. We are going to be doing more retreats. That's the plan. So be sure to just follow along with that. And until then,
happy sewing.
Happy sewing. Bye.